Today we continue with the theme of yesterday, which began this feast, on the vigil of this feast. And of course, we see here, on the one hand in the Gospel, the official commissioning of Peter, of St. Peter, as the vicar of Christ on earth, that he would build his church. Christ would build his own church, his mystical body, on the rock of Peter. And then, of course, we see the persecution that Peter endured, because to follow Christ is to suffer persecution. It is to carry the cross. It is to have much suffering. It is not to have a continuous party. It is the cross. It is wounds. It is bleeding. And finally, death. As indeed it was to happen to St. Peter, as it did to St. James, the brother of John the Evangelist and cousin of our Lord, the first to evangelize the Iberian Peninsula in Spain, and the first to receive the very first apparition of Our Lady of the Pillar in Spain, in the year 40, when the Blessed Mother was still alive and living with his brother John. And so he was very privileged. He was one of those that was always present for the major events, along with his brother and with St. Peter. Here, St. Peter is proclaimed the head of the church. And of course, we must remember that just as any other authority in the church, the authority of the Supreme Pontiff, of the Holy Father, is based upon the truth of Christ and upon the love of Christ. As Pope Benedict reminded us when he ascended to the throne of Peter, it is not for the Pope to change our faith, our religion, our church, into any old way as he feels like it. The Pope's role is to transmit the truth, the deposit of faith, not to change it. And of course, we know very well that there are many popes who are saints. We've had so many of them in the last 2,000 years. But we also know very well that there are many popes who are burning in the fires of hell. And so the fact that somebody is pope does not mean that they can do whatever they feel like doing in any old way. And we must always remember this in these days of difficulty and of persecution. And so today, in a very special way, we commend the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ to the first Pope, to St. Peter. Now, St. Peter himself made many mistakes, as I told you some of them yesterday. But at the same time, he turned from evil to good, from cowardice to fortitude, and from complaining to accepting the cross on which he was to die. And so too with the other apostles, even St. John, who was boiled in a cauldron of boiling oil, though he did not die. And so today we commend ourselves to the apostles and to the princes of the apostles. Of course, in this rite, tomorrow is dedicated to St. Paul. And so tomorrow we shall speak about St. Paul. In the meantime, we call upon St. Peter to help the church in these turbulent and difficult times, that all the evil that is going on in the church today may cease once and for all, and that justice and peace will reign as it is supposed to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.